All right, football fans, welcome back to the TCO studios for the Winning Formula. But first, fantasy football fans, I hope you are finding yours truly and Wobby from Vikings.com at about this time each and every week in front of the games, because we are delivering you really good fantasy knowledge about Vikings we think will do well in a specific game. It's the DraftKings Fantasy Focus, and we begin with
Sam Bradford.
Yes.
Save some budget and take the quarterback in whom no one else is going to be believing in.
Correct.
On DraftKings. Here's the key. Sam Bradford going back indoors, where he's been a much more productive and fantasy outstanding quarterback. 72% passer inside, 5 touchdowns, 0 picks, a passer rating of 114.6. He's 3-0 in home games for the Vikings this year. Seems to me like this could be a good week to save some money on that quarterback spot, Paul, and put Sam Bradford in there.
Absolutely love that. Let everybody else have Cam Newton and Aaron Rodgers and those more expensive quarterbacks who may be fantasy feast-like this weekend, but I love how he said save some money. Get Bradford for a fair price via the DraftKings Fantasy Focus. Spread your money out elsewhere, and hey, you know what? If you're looking for a tight end, well, funny, we have one.
Kyle Rudolph, who could be a top target for Sam Bradford inside. He has been before.
Bradford open on target with a first down to the 42. It's Rudolph again. He's a big, strong young man.
And on the topic of Bradford, remember, a key component to Bradford coming to Minnesota was Pat Shurmur,
yep,
who is the interim offensive coordinator now with Norv Turner's resignation. So Pat Shurmur may want to get his guy going in front of the home crowd.
Let's execute the winning formula from a defensive standpoint. Vikings against Matthew Stafford. You saw Stafford to Anquan Boldin earlier in the show via the film segment. That was a game winner. The running back, Theo Riddick, really tough. They have all of their complimentary receivers playing now. Tight end Eric Ebron is healthy. They have a first-round pick named Taylor Decker at left tackle. Our indicators are he's playing very well. This is a nice offense.
Well, I'm worried about Xavier Rhodes.
Why?
Well, he's going to be out on the field looking for Calvin Johnson. That's the assignment he's drawn every year of his career, and there's no Calvin Johnson this year.
Yeah, you're right.
Doesn't mean it's going to be easier to defend this offense, though. Golden Tate shows up for Matthew Stafford all the time. Marvin Jones has been a great free agent signing.
Sure
put
has.
200 yards up on the Green Bay Packers, so obviously he can get the job done. And then Pete did an outstanding job of breaking down Theo Riddick's game off of what Jordan Howard did to the Vikings defense last week. You got to be concerned about Theo Riddick. So I think the key is you don't sleep on this Lions offense.
Yeah.
Stafford is having a career year.
Got to hit Stafford.
And yeah, you have to hit him early, knock him out of his rhythm. Don't let him feel comfortable. The Vikings have done a great job of that in home games. But I think the key is do not sleep on this Lions offense just because Calvin Johnson is gone.
Emphasis on home game too. The last two have been on the road. How many sacks do we have? Uno. Everson Griffin at Chicago, 0 against Philadelphia. The Vikings into the game have 18 sacks from their defensive line. That's number one in the NFL. Get to Stafford, get him off his spot. He might even throw it to us. Boom, and there he goes. Now, earlier in the week, Minnesota Vikings offensive coordinator Norv Turner resigned. Pat Shurmur, a former head coach with the Cleveland Browns and the Philadelphia Eagles, also a former offensive coordinator with the St. Louis Rams and the Eagles, he takes over as interim offensive coordinator. There will be some twists into this game. What is the offensive winning formula?
I mean, you want to protect the quarterback. And I think part of that is not just at the feet of the offensive lineman pass protecting. I think part of it is on Bradford getting the ball out on time and using the quick game. Another thing you could do to mix things up a little bit is go no huddle. Not necessarily hurry up, but just stay out of the huddle to help your offense gain a rhythm. Listen, Pat Shurmur knows more about it than we do. Those are just some ideas. At the end of the day, protect the quarterback.
Absolutely agree. Protect the quarterback, put up some points, stay undefeated at U.S. Bank Stadium, win, and move on to 6-2. Thanks, Wobby.
Okay, Paul.
Mike Wobshaw, Vikings.com, and I'm Paul Allen. Thank you very much for joining us for Vikings Game Plan, and on behalf of all of us here at the Vikings Entertainment Network, have a wonderful Sunday.